Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
That is hurting, and I know someone out there that thinks they're worthless. I know there's someone out there that's heartbroken, and I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through, and this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there gotta believe me.
I know too much about him.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
So just right here.
Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me? Then he delivered me. Then he saved me. You better preach, 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 preach. Say that word. Nothing else they can do. Somebody has debt to the ceiling, and all your bills are due. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there
that really doubt him.
You gotta believe me.
About him.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
So just right here.
Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me?
Great.
Then he delivered me.
Great.
Then he saved me.
Great.
You better preach, 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 preach. Say that word. He's a doctor. It's hard to trust what I can't see, but God reminded me, you're not alone, have faith in me, I can do the impossible.
Our inspirational song of today. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that could be granted any people at any time and any place in the persons of the Blessed Most Surely, the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, guide for these final days of judgment. the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences to, in the greatest of the original language of the black man. I think about this sometimes, I get emotional. This language, foreign tongues of this day, but God is going to reteach it to us. It's Arabic. We say unto you all in both their names with love and peace. As-salamu alaykum. Brothers and sisters, we're going to do a few different things this morning because time may not permit us to do everything. But I want you to understand that regardless to what you hear go on here, always remember to put and keep God first. The reason I'm talking to you like this is because last night I meditated on a lot of things, and I wanted to really get to the people first. As I was riding in my car a few days ago, I stopped at the store, and I saw a person with the Final Call newspaper, and he came up to me to buy a newspaper. And I told him I'll get one right after I get out of the store. I have to go in the store and get some change. I'll come back out and I'll buy one. And so as I came back out, he was three stores over talking to some people. And I stood at my car waiting for him, waving him over so that he can come. And he and I had a conversation. And as I was conversing with this brother, you know, he's sharp-dressed and everything. I was conversing with the brother, and he was talking, but never once did he mention the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is what, I mean, in our whole conversation, he never, ever mentioned the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I wanted to see, would he mention Messenger Elijah Muhammad? Never did he do this. And this is what I'm telling you. A lot of these people, a lot of these leaders have led the people astray, and a lot of the people have been led astray on their own also. He said to me, and he saw me with my crescent ring on after he talked for a while, because at first he thought he was talking to a lost found. But he knew I was clean and everything. And so I put my hand over the door as it was open, and he saw my star and crescent ring. Added to me by Brother Hakeem Zahir at Shabazz World. You can go over there and check him out and order some stuff over there. Thank you, brother. Top-notch, top-quality apparel. Over there, check him out. Support black independence and black business. But anyway, so after he realized that I wasn't a lost found, he started talking a little different to me. And I'm still waiting for him to bring up the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, this conversation is far into it. He's talked about the Christian preacher who they're going to do a celebration for. And he kept saying it. I was down there at the barbershop talking to those brothers down there, he pointed. He said, you know, it's something. He said, I could not get any understanding from him. He said, and it's a shame when I brought up the minister. I looked at him, and he paused for a second, and he said, brother, I brought up the minister, and they never heard of the minister. I said, what minister? He said, oh, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. We're in bad shape if they haven't heard God's last messenger. This is what he said to me. And I'm listening to him. It stayed on my mind for a few days. This happened Wednesday, I believe it was. Wednesday. It could have been Tuesday, but I'm believing that it was Wednesday that this took place. And the whole time he talked, he brought up minister. But he never, even when our conversation was terminated and I pulled off, he never, ever once mentioned the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It threw me for a loop because I saw the brother and I saw he had a passion and he was sincere of what he was talking about, and he believed that he was on the wrong, right path. Listen, this is what I'm getting to, people. We can have belief and we can be sincere in our belief, but we can be sincerely wrong, as me and the brother from California talk about sometimes on the phone. A lot of us don't realize we have been misdirected, misled in the teachings. Some of them purposely by leaders, and some on our own. But when a leader fails to direct you to the right path, the right source of wisdom, and he is in a position of leadership, then he is the one that judgment is due to fall. Remember, let's go back to the history of Yaqub. This is all, I know I didn't do the intros like I normally do, but I want to talk to you for a minute because we are in the judgment and a lot of us are sleepwalking in the judgment. I know we've done a show called Sleepwalking in the Judgment, but we have to do another one because of the time, because of what is going on in this time. And it is imperative that you understand what is taking place today. Because if you do not, if you are not wise enough to awaken to the tricks of the devil and their minions, you are destined for hell, just like the minions are, black man and black woman. I want to talk to you for a minute. This is what the other, I wanted to say something else, but I'm going to go here while it's on my mind because it just popped up to me. A chapter called America's Doom is Feared. Listen closely to what I'm saying. In a chapter called America's Doom is Feared, chapter 4 of The Fall of America, this is what is said to us by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad concerning himself. Listen. He says, the revelations of John of the Bible prophesy of America's doom. America is spoken of under the savage name of a beast and dragon who will oppose the messenger of God and all those who seek to follow him. Stop right there. He said America will do this, right? She'll oppose the messenger of God. So she sends leaders in positions. Some of them she has power over and some of them she manipulates by massaging their egos. You understand what I'm saying? The devil does not have to pay you sometimes. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, it was just in your own wicked heart and you never knew it until God brought it out. This is the path that we're seeing the leadership take today. Everybody want to be the leader. Everybody want to sit in the messenger's seat. Isn't that what they said about Moses? All wanted to sit in Moses' seat, but none was worthy. This personality worship has what has split the nation and keeps us divided today. After the coming and the presence of the manifestation of our God Savior, Master Farhan Muhammad, you should not fall victim to these tricks today being laid on you in the midst of the judgment. Muhammad says in one of his lectures, how now can you be deceived after knowledge? When a man has knowledge, he cannot be deceived. Oh, what you mean? Well, the people have knowledge they're being deceived. So Elijah Muhammad, you lying? No, sir. For you to be deceived, you have to willfully give over to what that person is saying. Because you have the knowledge. So he cannot trick you in a way that you can say that you were ignorant of the truth. You, after the knowledge has come to you, right? Let's go a little further than this, because we're gonna break this down. We're going to go into a few clips. That's why I wanted to cut the intro short. I didn't give in the www and all that stuff like that, slash, and I didn't give none of that today, because this was weighing heavy on me, and I want to talk on this today. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, beast and dragon are the names used to represent America because of the nature and the characteristics of this people. Evil and haters of his act one slave. Beast, listen closely. The beast or dragon trails a woman seeking to destroy the messenger and his followers, the new converts. Not the old converts, but the new converts. Why? Why would he say new converts as opposed to old converts? He's showing you something that will be taking place in the future. Says, the beast or dragon trails the woman seeking to destroy the messenger and his followers, the new converts. The messenger is referred to as woman, boy, baby, with a vicious beast-like enemy to her. The messenger everywhere he goes, stop right. It brought back that brother was saying to me, and he continued to say, the minister, wherever they were talking about, supposedly the messenger, he interject minister. And it, I believe it was a Savior's Day. I have a video around here somewhere, so I know I believe it was God. And listen to me again. brothers and sisters, if I offend you, check what I'm saying to make sure what I'm saying is true. If what I'm saying is the truth and it offends you, you got to reanalyze yourself. You got to look within your saying. I'm not attacking it. I'm defending the message, the teachings of the messenger, okay? Because we're sleepwalking in the judgment. And what I ask you to do is just check what I'm saying to see. Because I don't want you to take what I say on face value, because so many of us have done this and it has led the people astray. Check what I'm saying. And if I lie, you condemn me as a liar. But if I say something that holds weight, then you better give ear to what Elijah Muhammad has taught you. All right? I'm insignificant. All I am is a laborer in the cause of truth. I'm insignificant. And the truth is going to be made. And the truth is whether Rashid open his mouth or keep it shut. But it is my duty as a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to correct the wrong and straighten the crooked. That's the duty of any civilized man and woman today, to teach civilization to the uncivilized. We ought to find them and give them culture. And the only way to do this is to give them truth from divine. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I hadn't lost my place. Go back there. And I have my son in studio with me today. He has a little cold, so I wanted him to be. You'll hear him playing it with his little toy down in my office with me. But I have him. He has a little cold. The weather's changing so dramatically and drastically here. But I want you to pay close attention to me and not him, okay? In this lecture called Who is God by Minister Farrakhan, in there, he superimposes himself as the messenger. He does this. This is no lie. I am not lying to you. When the messenger here in chapter 44, 187, remember what the police call a 187? It's a murder, right? When on their dashboard cams and on their radio, when they call in a 187, it's a murder, right? I'm going to get back to that in a minute. And who is God? He says that he is the woman that is being travailed by the beast, and that he is the one to give birth to a nation. But chapter 44 of the Fall of America, page 187, remember that number, chapter 187, the messenger says, the beast or dragon trails the woman seeking to destroy the messenger and his followers. If you say you the woman, you say you the messenger, right? He says, the new converts, the messenger of Allah, is referred to as, listen to this, as the woman with the newborn baby with a vicious beast-like enemy trailing her. Listen, and then he puts in parentheticals, the messenger of God, everywhere that he goes, in parentheticals. So he is referring to himself as the messenger of God, right? This is what he's doing. This is what our leader, teacher, and guide is saying. Now, we have a minister who is doing that, saying that about himself. This is what he says. So, someone is wrong and someone is right. Someone is telling the truth and someone is lying. I am not here to argue with you over this. I'm here to put the truth out here, and you can take it or you can leave it, because I know your arguments don't hold weight, because what I am presenting to you is the unadulterated truth of God. All right? And I don't want you to waste my time with your feelings. When your feelings get hurt and you start talking about what you believe. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that a man with knowledge or know can always defeat a man with just belief. And so we're going to defeat the belief with the truth of God. Right? The people have gone astray. All of the leaders wanted to sit in the seat of Moses. In the warning to the hypocrites, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad speaks of these things, right? He tells us that the people wanted to be in Moses' seat. He said they lied to the people, saying that they are something that God has raised and that they are to take the place of the messenger. God only chooses one messenger for a people, right? This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, and I believe that's the exact quote, or very close to being exact. He didn't say that they were being misdirected. He said the leaders lied to the people. That means purposely and willfully, what? Telling falsehood or deception for an ulterior motive, right? Come on, man, let's talk a little bit. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's do this thing. Let's talk this truth, black man and black woman, because a lot of us are sleepwalking in the judgment. Listen, we go back to something. I hadn't forgot that number 187, all right? And I have my son Kareem with me right here, and we're playing around or whatever. But listen, I want you to pay close attention to what he said. He says, the beast does this. So anyone who lies, anyone who tries to prevent you from recognizing who the woman is a beast, is characterized as a beast, right? Because their characteristics are that of the level of the beast of the field who looks at you as prey, right? This is what he says. So he goes further and says, the beast does this to prevent the messenger and his followers from making progress and making friends with his own black people who will help the messenger to convert and unite his black people, not only in the United States of America, but the whole world of the black nation, right? This is what Messenger Elijah Muhammad teaches us, and this is the truth. And warning to the hypocrites, part two, I advise every people, every person to get warning to the hypocrites in book form. Warning to the hypocrites 2 should be out, God willingly, sometime this year or whatever. But I advise you to, if you don't have the tapes, email me at hiring1555@com. And when I get the time, I will make you copies of the tapes. I will go to. 1 and 2 for free. 1 and 2. These are essential tapes for you to have of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And then he goes into it deeply. And some brother was telling me the other day, he said, well, brother, if he didn't love the messenger, why would he say this about the messenger? I said, he uses the messenger, and all of these leaders, they use the messenger to attract you. They have limited attracting power. So they use something that, if it was left up to themselves, they could not attract the people. So they use the one magnetic force that's powerful enough to grasp and track everything in is ray of light. That's why the Bible calls him the Son of Righteousness. Everything that is caught up in the sphere of the sun has a magnetic component to it, right? But even though they have magnetic components, none of their magnetic attraction compares to that power of the sun, right? This is science. Subscription. Stop sleepwalking in the judgment. We have become moon worshipers, and we know that absent of the light of the sun, the moon borrows the light and reflects it onto the earth that you may see a little bit in darkness. Because we have not seen the sun in our midst in 40 years, we have become moon worshipers, the same as it was in the time of Moses, right? When Moses had to go on the second part to be taught face to face by God, right? They thought Moses had left them and had forsaken them. So even the ministers, styled in scripture as Aaron, right? The mouth speak of Moses. Who are the mouth speaks of the messenger? He says, ministers are my mouth speak, right? So absence the messenger of Allah, the Son of Righteousness, they do the same thing and did the same thing as the Aarons of yesteryear. Remember, Aaron fell under pressure of the people, and he also was a part of them making golden calves, worshiping, right? In the absence of Moses. Seemed all right. Look at what they're doing all in their temples and stuff. Look at what they are bringing to the Muhammad's temples of Islam and how they're taking Muhammad off the name. Look at all of this stuff. Isn't that what happened in the day of Moses? This is prophetic, yet you don't see. 187 again. What is 187? 187 is lingo that the police use when there's a murder, when there's a death. Why would Elijah Muhammad put what I've read and quoted to you in a chapter called America Hastens Her Own Doom, right? Excuse me, in a chapter called America's Doom is Feared, on a page 187. He is trying to understand, when you look deep into his teachings, that they are trying to kill the messenger and the message of God. This is where we are. Remember, he says that he within the disbelievers work together to take the life of the messenger. He's not just talking physically. He's talking about the spiritual life also. What did the goal say? That if we could kill, that if we can get rid of Elijah Muhammad, you know, they would have a beautiful future. Isn't that what Charles de Gaulle, former leader of France, said when he got his white brothers together as they were plotting and planning, and they realized that the greatest stumbling block and hindrance to white supremacy was Elijah Muhammad and his teachings? This is what these leaders have done, because they all think that they can do a better job than the messenger. But this is what the judgment is for. Muhammad says, for you to test out all of your theories and all of your belief today, that is what the judgment is for. Now, let us do a mathematical calculation. 40-plus years ago, we were almost an independent people. We had businesses, farmland. We had housing. We had trade. We had fish markets. We had shipping. We had all of these things, including banks. We were internationally recognized as a sovereign and independent nation of Islam. Fast forward to today. Look at all the leadership. What do we have today? Division and hatred, animosity and envy. Their beliefs, the leadership, is not good for the whole. It is only good for a few. Yet you don't recognize this. And in the midst of all of this, America is crumbling and falling right before your very eyes. Some of us offer torchlights for America. Even though the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that America was made to be destroyed. He says that you cannot reform the devil, right? This is what Elijah Muhammad teaches us. But then we have some Negroes who fell in love with the devil. And they don't, well, the messenger, he told us to stop using that word devil. That's a lie. That's what Wallace taught. Because he was in love with those beasts. Show me where he said it at. You don't have no record of the messenger saying this stuff. This is his say. But let us go to something. If the messenger said, stop using that word devil, then that would make his teachings lie. And I hear some of these people who have joined the Scientology cult. And listen, brothers and sisters, as I said, for those of you who are joining, this is not an attack on anyone. This is a defense of the only one who is the messenger of God and his teachings. We got to make the truth known regardless to whom or what. And I continue to say to you, if I am wrong, I will be condemned. But if what I say hold water and it's the truth, pay attention. And I defy any man, woman, child, goat, lion, or elephant on earth to dispute me concerning the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. We are heard in 178 countries. And I'm asking you, if you feel froggy, please leave. Because we will defend the messenger's teachings. Listen to what he says. This is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this condemns this lie that they are telling you about. The white man, he's been redeemed, and he's not the devil anymore, and all of this stuff. Well, listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. If you and I believe that the devils are from the God of righteousness, we are making the God of righteousness an evil God. Who created an evil God? And made the evil God to become the best God for the people of righteousness. The God of righteousness would not make an enemy of righteousness as the best God for keeping the righteous people on the right path. Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, comes in person to teach us the right way and to point out to us the great arch deceiver, the white race, the devils. Listen to this part right here. That the white race is a race of devils is the most hated truth that they are opposing in the last days, resurrection of the mentally dead. That's page 90. Our Savior has arrived. It's page 90. Our Savior has arrived. How can a man deceive you after knowledge? It's because you are a cult of personality worshipers. And you are not diving into the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's almost sad that a man can come and tell you something that is totally opposite of what you've been taught. And you believe it over what you've been taught because you are in love with a personality. It is amazing that the black man can still be made to look like a fool today after all of this knowledge has come to us. Huh? Yeah, brothers and sisters, you better wake up because the time is at hand. The judgment of America has come, and God in person is delving out or handing out judgment and retribution. And we better get our act together, our house in order, because so many things are transpiring today that if you don't get right and act right and live right, oh, man, you're going to be in some serious trouble because this is the judgment. All right? I want you to pay close attention to this right here and to prove my point, okay? And we've gone through this before. Give me this, son. Thank you. We've gone through this before about Christ, okay? For a man to come and be able to teach you absolutely opposite of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, and then at the same time tell you that he's a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that is amazing that you would fall for these tricks. All right, brothers and sisters, don't get mad at me, okay? Please don't get mad. I want you to listen. You listen to the devil even when you're mad at him. You listen to him, don't you? You give him the benefit of the doubt. So today I want to talk to you a little bit, and I want you to give me the benefit of the doubt. I want you to listen and weigh my words, right? Weigh my words. Don't be mad at me. Weigh my words. Now, according to the dictionary, the word follower means someone who supports or is guided by another person or by a group or religion, a person who likes and admires someone or something very much, someone who does what other people say do, one in the service of another, one that follows the opinions or teachings of another, one that imitates another. There we go. Now, if we say that we are followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then we follow his teachings, right? And we emulate and imitate his actions, right? If we do not follow his teachings and try to emulate or imitate his actions, then we are not sincere followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Are you listening? Why do I go to the dictionary? Because I want to give you an insight of words. Because so many people use wordplay on you because they know that you don't want to read. They know that you don't want to dive into it and to try to parse this apart. So on the Hiram 1555 blog and the Star and Crescent Report, we tear it apart for you so that you have no excuse to fall victim to the tricks of the devil. All right? Now, if Elijah Muhammad says that Christ is Master Farad Muhammad, and someone comes behind him and say that Christ is Elijah Muhammad, who you going to believe? Who you going to believe? Remember the Jesus. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, I am that Jesus in the Bible. Right? What did the Jesus tell us when they say that he was the Christ? He said, don't believe none of them. Many will come in my name saying that I am Christ. He didn't say many will come in his name saying that he is Christ. He said that I am. He is talking about that they would put the burden on him. And then the Bible tells us that Jesus says, but don't believe him. Right? So, the Jesus comes and tells us who the Christ is. He says the long-awaited Christ, Messiah, Jesus, Mahdi of the whole world has come in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. So how in the hell can Elijah Muhammad be an exalted Christ? If the Christ is described as Elijah Muhammad's God. See, do you understand? Wordplay. The leaders, listen to me good. I've learned this. I watch people. They deconstruct things. Then they reconstruct it in the order and after the order that they would like it to be. And they put it out there in little bits first. And once you show little to no resistance to what they have done, they introduce something else. And once they do that, they continue to do it. And they see how the blowback is. And if there is little to no blowback, they continue until they get to the point where they start declaring themselves as something divine or a man of God or a messenger of God. This is what they do. I watch them. And I say, look what they're doing. Sometimes I have a conversation with Saladin. I say, remember you told me this? I say, look at this. Look at, and we'll sit and look at each other and say, this Negro crazy. All right, listen closely. You have a man saying that Elijah Muhammad is the Christ, and you have a nation of Islam, nation of Krishlam, with about 15, 20,000 people who goes along with that, regardless to our Savior has arrived, regardless to message to the black man, regardless of the fall of America, where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gives us the definition of who the Christ is, right? We're going to go back to that. Because some of us, we are so blind, we don't want to recognize the truth. This is what Elijah Muhammad says about the Christ. All right? Pay close attention. So once we get a good definition of who the Christ is, you can throw all the rest of that foolishness out the window. One person is claiming to be a follower. But remember, to follow a man, you must emulate and imitate his actions and his teachings according to the dictionary. You can't diverge from the teachings when it suits you. All right? Stop sleepwalking in the judgment. See, I had clips to play for you about the economic situation that's going on. Maybe we'll get to it and maybe we won't, but we have to do what's imperative first. We have to talk about these issues because this is what took place, and I had these conversations with these people Wednesday, I believe. And I could not believe that these grown men, 60 years old, 50, 60 years old, were still being misled. It threw me for a loop with all of the knowledge out here that you can still be fooled after this. Oh, man, I was dumbfounded. But let us go into what this thing says, okay? All right? He says, the Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, and if you want to read along with me, we're on page 128 and 129 of Our Savior Has Arrived. Our Savior Has Arrived. OSHA, that is the acronym for Our Savior Has Arrived. So if you hear me say OSHA, I'm talking about Our Savior Has Arrived. Now, listen to what he says. The Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All who are in Christ is a new creature. This Christ, listen to this, this Christ who is referred to in the above verse is Allah in person. So if you say that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the exalted Christ, you're saying that he Allah. You have exalted him from the messenger position, and you have put him on the pedestal of the God. And you just push Master Farad Muhammad out of the way. Are you listening? We're going to break this down here. Pay close attention to what I'm saying. And if what I'm saying is not exactly what the messenger teaches, I'm here to pay with my life. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad offered before me, and thousands of his followers offered before me, that if these teachings are wrong, you can have my life, because life ain't worth living if Elijah Muhammad's teaching ain't right. Because he's offering us the world when we have already had hell. So listen to what he's saying here. All who are in Christ is a new creature. This Christ. Not that Christ that they're talking about, But this Christ, he makes a distinction. Who is referred to in the above verse is Allah, God in person, the Mahdi. This is true. So if this is true, what they're teaching you is what? I mean, we go back to kindergarten on this. If this is true and they're teaching you something totally diametrically opposed to that, what's that then? That what they're teaching you is false, right? Come on, talk back to me. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. And any of you who have the cojones to challenge the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we'll clean your clock. Stop sleepwalking in the judgment. Muhammad says this. This is true. And the scripture's prophecy teaches you that you have to be new to be one of his followers. Uh-oh, you have to be new. Ha ha, we're going there one day. But listen to what he says. He changes you in mind. And as it is written, as a man think, so is he. Now let us go into the meat and bones and the potatoes of this. Christ, the true interpretation of this name, of the name is Crusher. So he's telling us that there's a true interpretation of the name Christ, right? Which means Crusher. Okay? Now listen to what he says. So we have to break this down slowly for the people who are listening. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We had to break this down slowly. Listen to what he says. Christ, the true interpretation of the name, is the Crusher. When understood, it makes the God coming in the last days to crush the wicked to be the true answer to that name of Christ. So he uses the word true twice in that paragraph, in that sentence, right? So that means that he is emphasizing something. He is drawing your attention to something that is very important. It is of the utmost importance because it is truth in itself. He says, Christ, the true interpretation of the name is the Crusher. When understood, it makes the God coming in the last day to crush the wicked to be the true answer to that name Christ. So the word true, according to the dictionary, means agreeing with the facts, not false, real or genuine, having all the expected or necessary qualities of a specified type of person or thing, right? Steadfast, loyal, honest, just, truthful, being in accordance with the actual state of affairs. This is what the word true means. So, when we look at this, he says, when understood, he uses a word, this word prefaces the next when he said it makes the God coming in the last days. So he prefaced that with when understood. So when they're teaching that Elijah Muhammad is the Christ, either they don't understand or they are misrepresenting it purposely, right? Are you listening? I should hope so, because your life hangs in the balance of this. It says, when understood, it makes the God coming in the last days to crush the wicked to be the true answer, see that true again, to that name of Christ. You call him the anointed one. That is true. He is anointed to crush the wicked. Some of you say, well, how can God be anointed? He does the anointing. Well, he was anointed by the nation, which is God also. The entire black nation anointed him through our hopes and our dreams and our fears and our desire to be free and to be back on top of civilization. And through this, he evolved out of the necessity of the people. So he was anointed to free the people by the people. Are you listening? Oh, man, I know some of you mad with me. Don't shake your leg. Don't stump your feet. If you can do it, jump up and say, oh, praise to Allah for coming in person and for giving us the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We make the straight from the crooked. Listen to this. He says, you call him the anointed one. That is true. He is anointed to crush the wicked. He does nothing to wicked. Remember one brother under that brother said, Master Farad Muhammad had a dilemma when he came here. His mother was white. And this is what we had today. Well, he is anointed to crush the wicked. Listen to this. He does not covet the wicked and like him to do, since you are wicked yourself. The Christians and the Muslims love with this devil, twist the truth of the Bible in such a way that lead in their behalf and confound the reader and cause him to think that the devil is also included with the righteous to reap the salvation of the righteous. Aren't they doing that in Scientology? I'm just asking. I could be wrong, but I'm just asking on this. Are they not doing that in Scientology? Brothers and sisters, they have drawn themselves so far up into this thing that it is hard for them to untangle themselves. Now, we go to page 176 if you're following along. So I'm sorry, this went elsewhere, but I go where Allah leads me to because I know he's the best knower. And I know that if I follow what he wants me to do, he'll give me the understanding. If I follow what I want to go to, he'll take that understanding away from me. So I'm following where he's sending me, okay? So we may jump sporadically for different books and different pages, but I'm going to go with that. That he feeds me in my mind, okay, and in my heart. So we go to page 176. And this is what he says. Well, we go back to 175 first. This is what he says, right? Oh, man, this is beautiful. I want to do 176, but first we're going to do 175, all right? He says, it starts off with the last paragraph of 174. He says, whatever he has learned from his master, the white race, he is willing to die on it, that it is the truth, while he does not even know the truth itself. They take the Bible as it reads. They know not its meaning at all, and they scorn the meanings of it by one of them whose meanings have been taught to him by Almighty God, that the scripture may be fulfilled, that he would send a preacher to us, the lost and found people, and raise him up from among us, Abraham and his son Ishmael, according to the Quran, also prayed to Allah that he raise up an apostle from the lost and mentally ill people and to teach him the wisdom of the book and the wisdom, the Holy Quran, that he may teach others of his people the meaning of what they read out of the Bible and Holy Quran. But what does this do to the rest of the people? The question is asked. And now he answers it. It causes them to become jealous and envious of that one whom God confers more of his divine knowledge upon than he does the rest. That's why you see all these so-called leaders popping up. Royal and Marvin and all of these fools. Fools! This is what they are. They are fools. And they're going to be dealt with the way fools are dealt with. Listen to what he said. He goes further. He says, this is what is happening right at this very hour. The Holy Quran plainly teaches us that every one of us wanted the same thing that he gave the messenger. That is the knowledge of the book and the wisdom of God and the Quran. It is prophesied that the lost found black man would envy the knowledge that God would bestow upon his servant to teach them the knowledge of that which they before they knew not. This is the American so-called Negro. The Bible teaches that they all wanted to be shepherds. Therefore, the sheep went astray. What a jealous and envious people the black people are. This is why we can be divided so easily against each other. It is because the devil soon see that none wants to follow the other. Look how they are reaching out at what I am teaching, placing it on their coat lapels and in their books and mixing it up with their own corrupted ideas just to be called leaders. Not only has Christianity deceived the people by falsifying the birthday of Jesus, they have shown themselves as evil worshipers of righteousness by the way they celebrate this day they call the birthday of Jesus, the 25th day of December. The greatest drunken day in the whole year of 365 days you see on the 25th day of December, fighting and murdering each other. Listen, I'm reading this part right here for a reason. Okay? This is on the Christ part. Listen to what he says. The weak before this day, 25th of December, the righteous are afraid almost to walk among the worshipers of Christmas. Now listen to what he says right here. He gives us a very, very in-depth understanding of who Christ is. To call it Christmas, talking about Christmas, a mass of people meeting to worship one of Allah's divine messengers and the last one to the Jews, is wrong, because Christ was not born on that day 2,000 years ago. Christ was born in 1877, right? Listen to this. Christ, according to the definition of his name and the teachings I have been taught by God, that I defy any theologian to dispute, means a man coming in the last days to crush the wicked. Christ, the crusher. He was born in 1877. And if I'm not mistaken, that is the birthday of one Master Farad Muhammad. And we celebrate Savior's Day, not S apostrophe, but apostrophe S. There's something significant in the changing of this. Like when you change the name of Muhammad off the temple and give it your mother's or your friend's name, like Mas Mariam. Muhammad says that these are the temples of God. So he put the name of God on the temple. And who are you to change the names of God? Well, I did this. See, they do this to see how much resistance, how much blowback do they have to go through. And if there's little or no blowback, they continue deconstructing the teachings and the order laid out by God under his messenger. And they reconstruct it under their own ideas and thoughts. Remember what Elijah Muhammad says? This is why we can be divided so easily against each other. It is because the devil soon sees that none of us wants to follow the other. Look how they are reaching out at what I am teaching. This is what they do. They know that they don't have the attracting power of themselves, so they hide behind the messenger. And he says, look at how they're reaching out at what I am teaching, placing it on their coat lapels. Well, I am a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad appointed us to do this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad put me in this place. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this. They do anything to justify themselves. Instead of justifying the entire nation, they say, and in their books, and mixing it up with their own corrupted ideas. For what reason, Elijah Muhammad? He answers, just to be called leaders. So he tells us on the following page to call it Christ Mass, a mass of people meeting to worship one of Allah's divine messengers and the last one to the Jews, is wrong. Why? He goes and answers it. Because Christ was not born on that day 2,000 years ago. Christ was born in 1877. So that is why we call it Savior's Day, because Christ, the great Mahdi, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, was born February the 26th, 1877. That's not Elijah Muhammad's birthday. He's not no Christ. He's the messenger of God. Are you listening? I should hope so, black man and black woman. Now, am I wrong? Am I out of step with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching? No. Am I reading directly from his books? Yes. Am I telling you exactly what he says? Yes. But another leader comes back and says he represents the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, right? But he takes you under his theology, not Elijah's theology. He mixes his theology up with Elijah's theology, and you follow him. Who is wrong and who is right? This can be easily summarized. If one were to look and do a comparative analysis, they teach you that in basic science, basic math, about doing a comparative study to come up with a proper conclusion. You're lazy, and you're falling victim to the game in these last days. And as I was saying before, and warning to the hypocrites part two, and I'm going to try to get the clips of it sometime next week if I'm reminded of. The messenger says that, I say, what a mighty fine trick, claiming that they wanted to help Moses. This is what he said. See, the people say, I'm the helper of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm his number one helper. I'm this. The messenger said they did the same thing to Moses. He said, the hypocritical leader actually used that because he wanted to get in Moses' seat. And he said he was not after people who was not following Moses, but he was actually after Moses' followers until he got enough of the followers of Moses to declare war on Moses and overthrow Moses and declare himself as the rightful messenger of God. Who fits that description today, black man and black woman? I don't have to name names. I don't have to name them. I'm just repeating what the messenger said, and I'm asking you to look out there in time, look out there in the space, look out there in the news, and tell me who fits the description. Don't get mad. Get glad that the truth is made so clear. They're trying to isolate your mind from Elijah Muhammad, giving you bits and pieces of what he said. Brothers and sisters, this is no good today. We want everything that Elijah taught because that is our life. He gives us life-giving teachings, right? Not death teachings, but life-giving teachings. Teachings that will return us and restore us to health, right? The white man is the devil. Let's listen to something.
But for those of you who disbelieve in him, those of you who mistreated him, he's a stone of stumbling. And he's a rock of offense. You become offended by his teaching. What are you offended about? If he tells you that the white man is the devil, can you prove that the white man is a saint? You say, I know some good ones. How do you know a good one when you're not good yourself? Somebody got to come and make you good.
That's Minister Farrakhan, Theology of Time, talking. And he was telling that the white man is the devil, and he was condemning those who say that the white man is not the devil, and those who say that the white man can be converted. But this is one of Minister Farrakhan's patrons who was dispatched to a meeting of Scientology, who had to say.
If you had asked me, just a little while back, if I ever thought that something like this would occur, I would have said, hell no. Absolutely not. And I'll be honest with you, when Minister Farrakhan announced at a gala how that the celebrity was on this celebrity international in Hollywood. He announced at that gala in 2009 the marriage between the Church of Scientology and the Nation of Islam. I said, what? What did he talk about?
Now, I know that you got hard in what he was saying, but that was Dr. Lean. And he said, if you would have asked me years ago if I believed that this could happen, I would say, hell no. He said, but the Honorable Minister was Farrakhan announced at some place that that had taken place between the Nation of Islam and Scientology. Now, according to the definition of marriage in the dictionary, this relation of married persons, the institution whereby individuals are joined to nuptials and acting or the right by which marriage status is affected, an intimate or close union. Yeah. An intimate or close union. He says, the state of being united to a person of the opposite sex as husband and wife, and contractual, this is important here, a consensual and contractual relationship recognized by law taking place, then there's a contractual, right, obligation between the two nuptials. They have written on a dotted line, I do and I do, right? But when Elijah Muhammad was on the scene, there was a different story, and the story again. He said this.
But for those of you who disbelieve in him, those of you who mistreat him, he's a stone of stumbling. And he's a rock of offense. You become offended by his teaching. What are you offended about? If he tells you that the white man is a devil, can you prove that the white man is a saint? You say, I know some good ones. How do you know a good one when you're not good yourself? Somebody got to come and make you good.
So, we see a very, very, very large detour in doctrine, right? We see a very, very large curvature as he swayed to the left. But remember Absalom in these days.
To try to bribe you to do these evil things. It's just naturally in your own wicked heart, as it was in Absalom's heart, who was a bright son of David. Very beautiful and bright young man, so the Bible teaches us, who also rose up against his father David to declare war, and did declare war on his own father, to try to destroy him so that he would be the king and leader of the people. He stood in the gate, so says the Bible, of his father's palace, the king's house, and met the people as they come to the king, kissing them on the hand to make them to think that he was so much better and more pure for them than his father. All of this was brought to an end when he declared war on David, regardless to his disgrace of David, who taken David's own wives and concubines, so the Bible says, and had relation with them in the eyes of the people on the roof of his palace. This is the thing that is put in the Bible that you and me may take lesson from and a warning. It is not put there just for us to read, to pass off time, but it is put there for learnings and for warnings to you and me today. These things is going on today against Elijah Muhammad. And whosoever take part in it will meet the same fate that those disbelieving sons and those disbelieving followers of those prophets in those days. The God Almighty is well able to take care of me. I don't even ask you to try to defend me. And I don't even hide from your threats and your evil things. But
his conscience is clear, he says. Now, let us see if what I'm saying holds any weight. The messenger talked about Absalom and how he stood at the gate of the palace at his father's house, kissing the people on the hand. Well, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's house is considered the palace. Who resides there? He said, these things are not just put there in the Bible for you to pass over time. He said, they're put there for you to study, to look over, to analyze. This is what he just said. Who stays in the palace? Who meets dignitaries bowing and smiling and kissing at the palace? Who has these people who are claiming to be the messenger's wives at the palace? Right? Are you listening? I defy anyone to dispute me on these things. Because this is the time where we put truth up against falsehood. And as the Holy Quran teaches us, it knocks the brains out of falsehood. This truth is knocking the brains out of the lies. You may not like me after the show. I don't even care, to be honest with you. I got along with your love for all these years, and by the grace of God, I get along without it some more years. But what I want you to do is wake up from your sleepwalking in the midst of the judgment. Because I know you don't like what is being said, but I'm just showing you. And I know you don't like it because it's what the messenger said. And a lot of you don't consider the messenger to be the messenger. You say he is, but you take other people's words over the messenger, which means that you believe that they are the messenger, and you consider the messenger to be an also-ran, a liar. But prophecy said that would happen.
And spirit of its means and place where it should be. All messengers, prophets, apostles of the past, we find that the people always that did not believe in them considered them to be liars. And God that sent them also was not never believed by these opponents of the prophets of the past. They always criticized and mocked and shameful things said about them and criticized to the world and aura that the world may see them and understand them as they really is, as disbelievers in God and in his messengers and in the message in which they bring. And they will say that he has forged it, or he did this of himself. fifth third verse warns us that it is the truth from the Lord, that the messenger may warn a people to whom no warner has come before.
See, this is us. We don't want to take God's word for it, right? So we consider God to be liars, but we take everybody else's word over the God word. And remember that this brings us in opposition to God, his will, his messenger, the angels, and the aims and purposes of the righteous, which makes us an enemy to truth and eternal life. God appoints for you devils thereafter. Now, I want to ask you, who has devils in the council? Who has you registered with devils to be audited? Who has devils teaching classes in the so-called FOI or MGT? Who has you to go through all kinds of Scientology mess with devils and even have you dancing at dances and gatherings with devils, right? Who gave $3 or $4 million to a leader? The devils did it, right? Listen to what Elijah Muhammad says about this.
Holy Quran teaches that he appoints for hypocrites a companion of devils to keep them going astray so that they will meet the chastisement that they justly do. A good and true Muslim, according to the Holy Quran and the teachings of Almighty God, Allah to me, will not take anything to do or show sympathy of love for a hypocrite, though they may be their own near kin, their parents, their sisters, their brothers, and their own children. This is taught in the Holy Quran and also taught in the Bible by Jesus, wherein that he says in Matthew that if you would be my disciples, then you must hate your mother, brother, sister, and your own beloved ones, and pick up your cross and come follow me. Jesus taught his disciples and the world to even hate those that did not believe in Almighty God, Allah, and he as his messenger, and to keep away from them and not even to take them for friends. The same goes for the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran teaches us against even defending a disbeliever or hypocrite, for they are the friends of the devil and not the friends of God, nor the messenger, nor those who follow and believe the messenger. They hate all. When they turn back, they hate God and denounce him as being a false God or not the real God, and hate the messenger and those who are with the messenger. This is true and is going on at this very minute.
At this very minute. So we stand here you have a person standing saying that they believe in Elijah Muhammad, yet they quoting a minister, or they quoting a brother over here, another brother or sister who claimed to follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and you see them teaching exactly what the messenger is teaching. Do you know that the people who claim to follow the messenger who are teaching other than the messenger, they'll get mad at the brother or sister who will not bow or bend on the messenger's teaching? They get mad at them. But the messenger said at the beginning of that quote, Allah allows them to go astray. He appoints for them devils to keep them astray. What is the organization of Scientology? Huh? Who founded it? A racist Mason called L. Ron Hubbard. So white people, he said black people wasn't even fit to shine the floors in heaven. Right? He castigated, and I got a clip somewhere on here about how he talked about Prophet Muhammad. Called him a molester. All this stuff. And you're going to integrate with this filth? This is foolishness. But In our eyes, for those of us who can see, it is clear sunshine.
Ye garments were not white in the sight of the Lamb. The messenger of our life like a lamb, he's meek and humble. But he's also styled as a lion too. So we cannot mistake him as a lamb and make a mistake in dealing with him lest we get caught up by the power of the lion. But the book says their garments were washed white in the blood of the lamb. How can you wash a garment white in red blood? But the honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man whom God has raised up to interpret for us the wisdom of the Bible and Holy Quran, has made a clear sunshine for us. As blood is the life fluid of any living creature, the blood of the Lamb is the life fluid of any living creature. The blood of the Lamb is the life of the messenger lived according to the Spirit and will and revelation of God to him. Here's a people threatened by the world. You can't deny the fact that we have been made dirty and filthy by the white man's world.
Woo! We've been made dirty and filthy by the white man. Well, you see, the tone is different than what he's saying now. But this goes to show that absence the light of the sun, we can stumble, we can fall, we can veer to the left, and we can veer to the right. But if we stay on that path of a ruler, we will right path because he has these perfect teachings.
Perfect civilized. What God has taught me is a perfect civilizing teaching. It is not something that you could add to make it civilized. It's perfect civilized teaching. To civilize any habit, regardless of where it comes from.
He said you can't add nothing. It's nothing that you can add to the teachings that can make them perfect. They are the perfect civilized teachings. This is what he says. They are the perfect one. But this is what the messenger said. But other messenger on the scene, they say. But what Elijah Muhammad has to say.
Of judgment in which you were warned by Elijah Muhammad. This is the thing that will come upon you now soon. And not another messenger coming up to teach you anything. There is nothing of God that I am not teaching you that another messenger could come and teach. The whole civilized world, the whole entire nation of righteous, the whole nation of scholars and scientists of religion knows that I am teaching you of the truth of.
He said that the whole world and nation of scholars know that he is teaching you the truth. There's no come after him. None. But I thought that Elijah Muhammad was the Christ. Elijah Muhammad,
and,
are you?
He is the one that is backing it up. It is not me. I don't want you to look at me as nothing but a messenger. That's all I am, just a messenger to tell you what someone said to me.
But he said you're the Christ. What you mean? Tell me again, Elijah Muhammad. You're not the Christ.
And he is the one that is backing it up. It is not me. I don't want you to look at me as nothing but a messenger. That's all I am, just a messenger to tell you what someone said to me.
So when you tell it to us, you are telling us the right way because what, Elijah Muhammad?
If we are to know the right way, the right way cannot be taught by the wrong way teacher. You've got to have the right teacher to teach the right way.
So you say we have to have the right teacher to teach the right way, and it cannot be taught to us by the wrong way. Well, one of your students once talked about telling the truth.
I have to tell the truth because I'm his follower. And if I'm going to follow him, I don't care nothing about what you like or what you dislike.
Black man, you see that? And that same teacher, that same student says that the white man is no longer the devil. What say you, Elijah?
I have been teaching what you hear me teach on a little addition into the science of it now. But for 40 years, I have been going over this country preaching. To you, my kind, that the blue-eyed Caucasian people are devils, and that they were made that way. That you can't change them unless you take and regraft them back into us where they came from. You say, oh, well, then we're all devils. Oh, no, you got it wrong. Because that you made a car, it don't mean that you a car yourself.
Teach the holy apostle. Teach the holy apostle. Now, the message say that they are blue-eyed devils. He said the only way that they can be made back, they have to be regrafted into us. Well, what about Scientology? This negates the lies of Scientology. Black man and black woman, don't you fall victim to that foolishness. You better stand up, be proud that you are a follower of God's last messenger, that you may be saved from the madness that is going on after people swoon. Stay firmly rooted in Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forevermore. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.